Hello, friends. Welcome to episode Get Away with Law, an unofficial podcast for the ABC hit show, How to Get Away with Murder. And we are going to start it on up with the episode recap of episode 7, He Deserved to Die, presented by ABC.com. In a flash forward, Wes carries a blood-spattered Rebecca up the stairs. He cleans her off in the bathroom. He wraps up the trophy. Rebecca thanks him. They share a kiss. Their relationship was not this intimate 2 weeks earlier when Wes tried to get close to her in his apartment. Rebecca fled into the hallway, but not before encouraging him to keep trying with her. 2 weeks later, a news report claims that Rebecca had sex with Griffin O'Reilly the night of the disappearance. It's becoming the story of a love triangle gone wrong. After Annalise gets her request for a gag order granted, Griffin's attorney introduces photographic evidence to help his client. He wants to exhume Lila Stangard's body to prove Rebecca is the only killer. After a rough day in court, Annalise asks Sam to stop massaging her neck. She needs more time to forgive him. As for the case, the team is tasked with finding a way to stop Lila's body from being exhumed. They also need an alternate explanation for why there are marks dug into the victim's neck in order to cast doubt that they are Rebecca's fingernails. ADA Wendy Parks claims she doesn't want Lila's body dug up either. She gives Annalise ammunition on how to battle the request. During the hearing, one expert is discredited and another is called to help Rebecca's defense. Next up, strategy-wise, is finding a way to get Lila's parents to speak out against exhumation. Sam says Lila's parents didn't trust Griffin. They were worried he had ulterior motives with their daughter. Armed with this info, Frank and Laurel are sent to persuade the parents to block the exhumation. They succeed. Lila's mother testifies that she wants her daughter to rest in peace. ADA Parks pulls a fast one in court by saying she had her own expert suggest that the markings on Lila's neck were from a female's fingernails. Annalise asks Nate to help her understand why Parks flipped on her. Connor, Wes, and Asher take their own approach at a bar to learn that the DA's office worked out a deal with Griffin's attorney. Annalise has an idea as to how to work this collision fest to their advantage. Even though a gag order is in play, Rebecca leaks the story that she was raped by Griffin. This leads to all plea deals being ditched and the judge ordering Lila's body to be exhumed. A second autopsy is performed. Wes is ticked at Rebecca for what she did. They get into an argument back at his place. After the yelling is done, they end up making love. Afterwards, Wes opens up about his personal life. In a flash forward, Rebecca says she had to kill Sam before he killed her. Wes orders to not do anything until he returns to the hotel room. Rebecca doesn't take this advice. She dials 911, but quickly says she's making a crank call and hangs up. Moments later, Wes calls saying he got the others on board with helping her. In random relationship news, Connor runs into one of his recent one-night stands. His name is Julian, not that Connor remembers this right away. They make time for a quickie in the men's room. It's intense, but only truly satisfying for old what's-his-name. Later, Connor is warned to stay away from Oliver by his new boyfriend. Michaela thinks she has a job interview at a big law firm. In reality, she's been called in to sign a prenuptial agreement. Laurel is offered a job working for her boyfriend, Con. Frank doesn't want her to quit at Annalise's because of him. He'll get over her. Actually, that's not what Laurel wants. The two of them proceed to kiss and climb all over each other. Nate confronts Rebecca in the convenience store. He knows she didn't kill Lila Stangard. He wants her to help him catch who did. Elsewhere, Sam caresses Annalise's face in bed. She reciprocates until there's a knock on the door. It's Bonnie. She says the marks on Lila's neck were ant bites, not fingernail marks. That's the good news. The bad news is that this new examination reveals that Lila Stangard was 6 weeks pregnant when she died. Annalise turns to Sam with an icy stare. No more face caressing tonight. Alright, so we're getting much deeper into the story. We're getting some more details, but some of the answers to questions are starting to make more questions. I thought this was a really good episode. It was one of my favorites, especially at the end. Stupid Sam. What a dumbass. I'm still trying to figure out how in the world they got into this situation to murder Sam. Like, what the hell? What the heck? I have no clue why she would kill him. I mean, and why is everybody in the house? Weird. However, Sam does do some good in this episode by imparting the information that Lila's parents didn't trust Griffin. And so, hey, there was a good deed done by the idiot who keeps doing stupid things. Well, and he got Lila pregnant. That's good lord. I mean, if you're going to stick your biz somewhere and you know you're having an affair, why in the world would you not use a condom? Make sure she's on birth control. Whatever. I guess this stuff isn't thought out, but stupid. Anyway, let's get into the review. Okay, with Rebecca covered in blood on the night of the murder, what exactly happened? Maybe Sam tried to rape her one night when she came by? Maybe Sam tried to strangle her because she knows too much about Lila and can implicate Sam in her murder? I don't know, but then how does that explain the other students being there at that time unless, well, even if, I don't know. Maybe it was post-rape and Rebecca calls Wes, but I don't see how that could happen. I mean, he would have kicked her out or something, don't you think, if he had just raped her, but I don't know how there'd be enough time for Wes and the students, excluding Asher, would be at the house at that time, unless they somehow conveniently walked in during the rape. I don't know. Wes is so protective over Rebecca and Annalise allows him to. I mean, even though, you know, he could be screwing up the case and just doing all this manipulating, she just allows Wes to do whatever the hell he wants. Maybe it's because he's her son. We will see. The newscast says Griffin and Rebecca had sex. Annalise wants a call to the judge to get a gag order. And speaking of gag order, we're going to go ahead into the law term for this episode, which of course is gag order. A gag order, also known as a gagging order or suppression order, is an order typically a legal order by a court, government, restricting information or comment from being made public, or in some cases, passed on to any unauthorized third party. A judge's order prohibiting the attorneys and the parties to a pending lawsuit or criminal prosecution from talking to the media or the public about the case. The supposed intent is to prevent prejudice due to pretrial publicity, which would influence potential jurors. A gag order has a secondary purpose of preventing the lawyers from trying the case in the press and on television, and thus creating a public mood, which could get ugly, in a favor of one party or the other. Based on the freedom of the press provision of the First Amendment, the court cannot constitutionally restrict the media from printing or broadcasting information about the case, so the only way is to put a gag on the participants under the court's control. In Canada, however, the media can be restricted, as in a famous case in which American newspapers were smuggled across the border to report on a particularly lurid sex murder case in which a second accused person was yet to be tried. A gag order can also be made by an executive agency, such as when President George Bush issued a gag order which forbade federally funded health clinics from giving out information about abortions, a gag order which President Bill Clinton rescinded on his first day in office, January 22nd, 1993. And sorry about all the noises in the background there. I do work for a school of medicine in the admin building, and you will hear ambulances and some things in the background every now and then, so I apologize for that. Now, back to the review here. Now we're moving from the case of the week to the overall big picture, which I'm happy about. I was thinking maybe they were establishing some sort of precedent with the cases of the week, but I'm glad we're getting to the overall case of Lila Stangarden, Rebecca, and Griffin, and all of that. Okay, the exhuming of Lila's body, that's always horrific. Oh, like, daughter or anyone, oh, that's just so disturbing, and you know, especially after she's already been autopsied and buried, they're going to dig her up again and just bring all this drama. But I understand they're doing it for the case, but that's just upsetting to have your daughter. Ugh, I couldn't imagine. Now, Connor's slutting around with another slut. I don't care. He's beautiful. He can slut all he wants, except on Oliver. Oliver's adorable. Okay, we also find out Annalise had so many miscarriages. I don't know if I was surprised about this, but this also helps with the plot of Sam and I don't know, it just shows what they've gone through in this marriage, that they can't have kids, and wait a minute, does it ruin my theory about Wes? Damn it. It could. I don't know, maybe you guys can write in or call in and just let me know what you think about that. I'm still confused. Alyssa Reiner, Miss Figueroa from Orange is the New Black is back. Love that woman. Why would she hand over incriminating information? Oh, for her own agenda, of course. Annalise isn't the only one good at dirty dealing, but hey, I love Alyssa. You are awesome. I also love that Asher answers questions in class holding Lady of Justice. He's such a dorky, smart guy. Why can't he get a date? He's adorable and hot and funny. Laurel and Michaela possibly leaving Annalise and getting hired on, especially Laurel being hired by her boyfriend. Nah, come on, you want the big time. Even though they have to work hard and, you know, this puts pressure on all their schoolwork and other classes, psh, come on, you're working for the big cheese. It was creepy that Rebecca wanted to have her nails measured to see if they fit the nail marks on Lila. Disturbing, and I guess that's to cast some aspersion onto her. That was just weird, and I'm glad she dismissed that quickly, and we didn't really get into too much detail with that, and it become this big hoopla, because really, I don't care. And that was creepy. Now, good lord, Rebecca and Wes almost kiss. Might just do it already. Good lord, I mean, this storyline is so much more appealing than the Frank and Laurel crap. Ugh. Wait, Rebecca admits to hitting Sam with the trophy because he was going to kill her? Another piece to the puzzle. But like I said earlier, why? Was it the rape? What was she doing that she had to murder the guy? And we now know the trophy, as we knew before in the flash forwards, was the weapon of murder. But again, how does that happen? Anyway, Michaela is handed a prenup. It was a funny mix-up. Not working for Sterling and White now, are you, Michaela? Miss, Falling Star or something like that. It was funny. I like that plot twist in it. It's kind of a small one. Oh, but it's still amusing. Poor Michaela, but come on, that shit was funny. Now, Rebecca says, "Hey, Mr. Darcy," to Sam, and the look on his face, deer in the headlights. Yeah, I caught you, mofo. Sam offers an objection for the second autopsy, but we see how that goes, and they have to exhume the body, which is quite disturbing, but hey, Sam, thanks for trying to be helpful, you lame slut. Laurel and Frank are sent out to talk to Lila's mom, but she recognizes her, and Laurel is still able to give her the story that every time Griffin's lawyer had victims' bodies exhumed, his client walked free. Miss Stangard testifies that the lawyer wants to get Griffin sent free when they were the reason her daughter was murdered. The emotion moves Rebecca in court, and now Rebecca says Lila was her friend. Didn't she say a couple episodes ago that, they weren't friends? Huh. Gosh, Rebecca, I can't ever believe shit you say. You are shady. Asking if Connor has a voodoo penis and is mad he was not born gay. That was a, come on, comedic moments there. Voodoo penis. Creepy, but, you know, I guess it is. He gets to bang whatever the hell he wants, even if he forgets their names. Now, Alyssa, a.k.a. Miss Barks, backstabs Annalise, saying she needed to report her findings. Okay, she was trying to make herself look good, and there was something going on in the background that we find out later. Annalise meets Nate to see when Parks turned on her. He reveals that he knows about the phone plant, because Frank was too stupid to disguise himself. What a moron. Why would Rebecca call 911 after the murder when she's in the hotel room? Crazy. And then answers when the phone rings a few seconds later. She was lucky it was Wes. What a crazy choice. Why would she do that? I guess maybe she was freaked out, wanted to report the murder. But would she have told on Wes? I don't know. I'm just thinking about that now. Maybe she was going to. We will never know. Or maybe we will in the next episodes. I don't know. Rebecca says she is good with flirting with girls when the guys are sent to the thirsty well to pump Park's assistant. Maybe she was in love with Lila. Maybe they had a sexual relationship. Maybe this caused a violent rift with Sam and Griffin, and that whole fight causes Rebecca and Sam to get in the tussle, and maybe he's about to kill her, or he grabs a knife and she grabs a trophy and boom, how dare you kill my woman, or whatever, I don't know, or sleep with my woman, I don't know. Maybe I'm just dreaming that because Rebecca's hot and her with another chick would be pretty hot. Sorry, that's my lesbianism coming out. I love that Rebecca is such a shit-stirrer and knows and repeats everyone's business. That funny scene between her, Laurel, and Michaela, and just Rebecca just getting all their secrets out and telling them that she'll stop talking about it if they stop saying that her and Wes are banging, because they are not. Connor's way too in love to fake being hetero, and he misses his little IT boyfriend, so I don't know why he tried. He failed terribly. But Asher is more concerned with getting him some, and him referring to his penis as the millstone meatsicle, ew. He did flirt with a nerdy chick and can't remember her name, and he is smashed. But Park's plea deal is off. Finally, the sex between Wes and Rebecca happens. Jeez. The match cuts between Wes and Rebecca and Lila's body during autopsy was jarring and weird, but kind of cool. I mean, it seemed like a new concept to me. A creepy one, but it was oddly cool in a really creepy way. I don't think the guy that answered Oliver's door was Oliver's boyfriend. I mean, the ABC recap says so. I don't know. I mean, he was a good-looking guy and was really buff, but damn. Oliver is an ugly dude, but how the heck is he getting all these hot guys between Connor and the buff dude that answered the door? Oh, great. Frank and Laurel finally have sex. Outside sex. I'm impressed, but still not jazzed about these two. Nate tells Rebecca that they both know who killed Lila and asks for her help. Maybe I'm leaning towards Sam actually having killed Lila, especially after it's revealed that Lila was 6 weeks pregnant after the second autopsy was done. Motive to kill, don't you think? Well, what I think is that is the end of the review for this episode. Please, guys, join me in the discussion, and you can do so. You can tweet at GetAwayWithLaw. You can email, whether you type up an email or just send an audio file of some sort, and you can send that to howtogetawaywithlaw@gmail.com, and you can search out the Facebook page at howtogetawaywithlaw and like the page. And I hope to hear from you guys soon, make the discussion more interesting. Until then, this was your host, Kim.